always tuning in, and please, the donation is free. Hit the like button, subscribe, and we're going to get tuned in some latest news and breaking news right now. And right now, across the board, Carlos Santana signs 2-year deal with Kansas City. That's happening right now. We're talking winter meetings. What's going to happen with the Yankees, free agents, all that stuff is going to happen. I get the word right now that the Yankees are claiming that they're broke and that they're not going to spend any money to get pitching. So I just want you to hear that now. Yankees are claiming broke and they ain't trying to get no pitching, which I don't really understand. No way. That why don't they want any pitching? But right now, breaking news, two breaking news is actually Carlos Santana signs a 2-year deal with the Kansas City Royals, and MVPs Abreu and Freeman win and Karen rank. Hey, Devin Adams, thank you for watching. So right now you got MVP award with the MVP. Hank Aaron award goes to Jose Abreu and Freddie Freeman. That's on there. So like I said, Carlos Santana signed a 2-year deal with Kansas City. And right now, currently in the rumors of baseball, the Yankees are claiming that they broke. Claiming that they're broke, and what they're gonna do is they're gonna try to get LeMahieu, and they're not gonna do anything else. They're not gonna pursue Tanaka, and so I don't know what they're gonna do right now. I got some footage of Gary Sanchez hitting some home runs too that we're gonna check out. I'm waiting for Michael Caputo to check in. Waiting for him to call me. He'll call me in about another 5 minutes, but we're just gonna talk about some news real quick before he gets in, or if he's hearing this, you can call in now if you want. We'll be ready for you. But check this out. The Yankees. I don't know what's going on with the Yankees, man. The Mets is like the force to be reckoned with right now, because they just signed Trevor May as their closer, right? And the Mets are looking into signing McCann, right? That guy McCann, the catcher. That means something, because if the Yankees get McCann, they'll have enough money to get Trevor Bauer. And Trevor Bauer sounds like he wants to be a Met. Nah, they're not, Devin, they're not going to trade for, they ain't going to trade for Lindor with Luke Voit, because like I just said, the Yankees are claiming broke. So what it sounds like is they're going to put the same team that they had last year on the field next year. Dejon Jefferson Harvey, my man. Yo, what's good, man? But that's what's going on. So the Mets are also looking to sign Springer, George Springer, the center fielder from the Astros. So the Mets are looking crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? So depending on what the Mets do, I think right now in the winter meetings is going to control the whole game of free agencies and all that stuff. That's what's going to happen. And I think they're just waiting on the Mets, because I think there's so much hype on the Mets with this new owner. He got billions of dollars or whatever, and they're ready to spend it on these people. You know what I mean? They're ready to go over luxury taxes and whatever to do, whatever and can whatever to get a championship in the Mets. So that's a scary thing all in itself. know what I'm saying? So it depends on what they, I think what they do. I think Trevor Bauer wants to be a Yankee, right? I think he wants to be a Yankee because I think the Yankees are going to offer him some money. But I think he's waiting on to see what the Mets will do. Because if the Mets get these two guys, Springer and McCann, yeah, I think Trevor Bauer is going to the Mets. We would definitely need Trevor Bauer, man, but I don't know what what's gonna happen. Now you got Lance Lynn. He got traded. I got traded. He got a contract with Chicago White Sox. So that's crazy too. Even though it's not a big deal, but I don't know why he would have went to I don't know why he went to Tech. I don't know why he went to the White Sox, man. Because I'm pretty sure if he could, I don't know. Well, maybe he felt like he's not that great of a pitcher, so he had to sign with the first team, my opinion. But he leaves the White Sox. I mean, he leaves Texas to go to the White Sox. There you go. So he's no longer a Texas Ranger. He's a Chicago White Sox, which that makes the White Sox pretty good because they've been trying to boost up a team for a while, and it hasn't been happening. You know what I'm saying? So let's see if Michael calls in real quick. But yeah, that's what's that's the main thing that's going down right now. Hopefully I get Mike. Oh, Tanaka, Devin, they are not, the Yankees are not pursuing Tanaka. Tanaka, forget about it. You're not gonna get Tanaka back. So most likely Tanaka will be going to the Angels. Look on Tanaka going to the Angels, and Trevor Bauer could be going to the Angels as well, because they've been the Angels have been looking at Trevor Bauer as well. So it's a possibility that you'll see Trevor Bauer go to the Mets or Anaheim, and Tanaka go there too. So I don't know what's gonna happen with that, but and then not only that, I don't know what's gonna happen with Brett Gardner, because Brett Gardner still hasn't been signed. So that's so technically, the Yankees hasn't signed anybody yet. They haven't signed nobody except for this one guy. But man, the Yankees definitely need help, and they definitely need pitching, man. 'Cause without pitching, it's definitely not gonna happen. Here goes Michael Caputo. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, man?
So, man, so I've been, I don't know if you heard, man, but Carlos Santana signed a 2-year deal with Kansas City.
I know, I heard. I was actually telling you that earlier. Yeah, and they traded Lance Lynn to the White Sox.
You know, so, what do you,
Not really.
I was just talking about Lance Lynn. What do you think about the Lance Lynn trade? I mean,
Honestly,
trade. I mean,
I
acquirement.
guess it's good for the White Sox, but I'm not really big fan. Lance Lynn is 33 years old. I mean, he was terrible with the Yankees. He was terrible with the Twins. He was good with the Cardinals. But and then when he went back to Texas, I guess he became like a better pitcher because he didn't have to pitch on the big market. But I don't know, man. It's a good move for them, but I don't think like it's a, oh my God, like this move is like putting him over the top. He's old and he's. I think if the White Sox were better off signing Trevor Bauer. I mean, I'm just that's my opinion. I don't think it was that great of a move.
I seen. I was just talking about Trevor Bauer too. I seen
Yeah.
Yankee fans mad because they didn't get Lance Lynn.
I don't know why. We had Lance Lynn. He sucked. He stunk.
Yeah, I mean
He
he's a
was
Jabba
terrible.
Chamberlain lookalike, in my
He
opinion.
is. And another thing too, I don't mean to put the guy down because of his weight, but the guy looks like a blimp. He's too heavy. Looks like he looks like a parade float. He's too big, the guy. He's like 290 pounds.
Yeah, it's
He
not gonna
was too heavy.
happen. Not gonna
I
happen
mean,
like that.
I don't think he's good. I think he's overrated. They're hyping him up. I don't think he looks that. I don't think he's great. I think that if I was the White Sox, I would have signed Bauer. That was the guy.
Well,
But
this
whatever.
Bauer, check this out. Bauer, they say it might go to the New York Mets now.
Seriously? Oh, I'm not surprised. I'm not shocked.
You
Yeah, I knew
know?
the Mets were going to make a big splash. What's going on with LeMahieu now? What's going on? I'm not hearing good news, man. I'm hearing that he wants 5 years, and the Yankees are only offering the 4 years. I hope the Yankees just say screw it, let's sign him, because this is getting very scary now, man. It's nerve-wracking. They better like put their
Well,
foot down and just say, you know what, let's sign him.
I spoke to Roger over the phone. Roger couldn't make it on this one because he has to help his sister carry a harp. He's like a
Oh yeah, no
roadie.
problem. Yeah, no
You know what
problem.
I
Yeah,
mean?
we'll tell them
So
that. Yeah, no problem.
it's all good. But what we were talking about, what he was telling me was the reports are saying that the Yankees are claiming that they're broke.
Oh
Okay?
God.
So all they're gonna do is get LeMahieu
That's it.
and
I was
that's
just gonna
it.
tell you that.
And
Yeah,
that's
it's a
it.
good thing you told me this, because I was gonna tell you this earlier too. Yeah, man. I think that's it. It doesn't look like the Yankees are gonna get starting pitching. It's sad, man. We're gonna go with this crap rotation next year.
Yo, if I was Gerrit Cole, I'd break my arm right now.
I wouldn't go to that level. I mean, I still want to win, but I mean, if I would be very upset though if I was him. I'd be like, I gotta
I
win
would be
this
mad,
rotation. But
man. Because, like, the
no,
Yankees
I know what you're
promised you a
saying.
dream, right? Like,
Yeah,
the Yankees told you,
he's
like,
one of
yo,
ours.
like,
Yeah,
come.
because that's his. Yeah, I know, because that's his favorite team growing up. He's a Yankee fan. He wants to win a World Series. I know what you're saying.
Ain't that something though? But yo, he but Cashman does this every year. He doesn't help by buying pitching. Like
No.
starting pitching. Like he don't like the last one we got was CeCe.
Yep,
You know,
terrible.
and
Yeah,
Burnett
he
and
does this
them.
all the time. All the time he does this. He's a bum, Cashman. That's why I wanted this guy gone like 20-something years ago. He's garbage. He's not a good GM. He's a dud. He's just like you said. He's an old car. It's played out. He's played out. He's like a. It's like you have to like make a change. He's not the answer no more. And the Yankees, I told you they weren't going to do anything besides LeMahieu. I had a feeling. We needed pitching too. Now they just want to sign LeMahieu and that's it. This team's not
Yeah,
going anywhere.
because they're not gonna pursue Tanaka, so
Yeah, I'm glad with Tanaka. I wouldn't sign Tanaka back. He's done. He sucks anyways. He's not
yeah,
going to make a difference.
Tanaka, he'll probably end up in Los Angeles. I mean,
Yeah.
Anaheim over there with
We could have got a better pitcher for Tanaka. I'm just saying we could have got a better pitcher than Tanaka, but this team doesn't want to do anything but sign LeMahieu. Well, at least we signed LeMahieu, but come on, man. We needed pitching. I thought it's going to be
yeah.
horrible.
And here's the thing, talking about Tanaka, right? That Japanese kid,
Yeah.
Segundo or whatever his name was, is this, right?
Yeah,
The
he
thing with
sucks.
him, is he's 31, right? And
Yeah.
if we pay for him, we gotta pay the club too, his on the baseball team mad money too.
Oh, forget it, forget
You
it,
know what I mean?
forget
So
it.
you gotta pay money with interest and all kind of stuff
Yeah,
to this club.
but
It's
I
not
just
even
don't get
worth
this
it.
thing with the Yankees being broke, though. I mean, this team has so much money. I don't believe this shit. Like, they could buy anybody. How are they broke? Broke from what? Because I know they lost to all the fans. They lost more money than anybody, but they're not broke. Come on, man. Don't make them fool you.
Well,
They're not.
I don't think they're broke because first of all,
Nah.
the fans only calculate 40% of the money.
Yeah, they didn't lose no 2 billion. I
40%.
found out what they lost. They lost 189 million. They didn't lose no $2 billion. That's like $2 billion is like losing two stadiums. They didn't lose no 2 billion.
So they basically the $189 million, that's beer money that they lost on.
Yeah, that's nothing. What is that to them? They're worth like $8 billion. What the fuck is that?
Ooh.
It's like
Easy
peanuts.
on the cursing. Cursing, chill, chill.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
But yeah, man, the Yankees still got 1990 money. You know what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
I don't know
it
how
is.
they didn't calculate that they can pay a little extra money to win a championship. They could do it. 'Cause now here's my thing, right? Here's my thing, right? You want baseball to come back, right? You want baseball to prosper. You want the fans to come to the stadium, right? How are you gonna get the fans back to the stadium? Or already we mentally defeated here in the winter meetings. You know
Yeah,
what
it's
I
horrible.
mean? So how are
Knowing
you
it's
gonna make
going on right
money?
now, yeah, I don't know how you're gonna bring fans back, especially if they're not gonna do anything. And now we might not get fans back till like they're saying Labor Day now. They're saying like May. Because I was watching the Michael Kay show a little bit, even though I don't like him, but he said that it might not return till late Memorial Day. So if that's the case, that's in May. So then,
Nah,
yeah, that's a long time, man.
I don't see fans in the stands until
Yeah.
July.
Yeah, I don't think you're gonna see fans until July or August. You're
You
right.
know,
I don't think you're gonna.
because right with the whole vaccine thing happening right now, They haven't approved it yet in America, right? They
Yeah.
haven't brung it out yet. They talking about they're gonna get it to first responders by February, March, or something like that. And then the general public will get it by April, May, June, July.
Yeah.
You know
Wow.
what I'm saying? So they
Yeah,
don't even,
that's.
and then you know how slow it's gonna be to get people vaccinated, and then nobody wants to get vaccinated.
Yeah, nobody, because you could get sick. God forbid something could happen, and you
And
could die. So I wouldn't.
the
Yeah.
vaccine works only 70%. So how
Yeah.
well is it gonna, and you gotta get it twice. You gotta get one, then you gotta go back 28 days later, and then it only works 70%. So for all that, you don't even get it, right? My opinion.
Yep, no.
You know what I mean? Because
It's not even worth it.
so that's the thing. So now, how, man. So it's like, how do they calculate how much money to spend now? Because they don't know how much money they're going. Well, they know how much money they're gonna
Yeah.
make because of the TV and all that. They make 60%
I
off the
know. But just
TV and
because of that, though,
television.
I know it's a big hit, but I still wouldn't like give up on the season and not get pitching because of that. I know like they're in bad shape with the money, but I mean, they still shouldn't like completely throw in the towel and say, "Oh, we're not going to get pitching. We're not going to do anything." I mean, I'd still try to go out and get good pitching, but the problem is there is nobody. Who is there? I mean, the only good pitcher that's available in free agency is Bauer, and trades-wise, there's nobody. I mean, you can't make a trade, so I don't know what they're going to do. But this pitching's, they have to do something. Their pitching's terrible.
Well, man, let me tell you, man, I got at least some good news.
What?
Well, Gary Sanchez.
That's not good.
Gary Sanchez, he's hitting home runs.
I'm not getting excited over that, man.
You know, I don't
Where's the
know if you
ball?
have I don't know if you have the live stream on right now.
Yeah, I'm
But
not getting excited over Gary
I'm
Sanchez.
gonna show a clip of Gary Sanchez
Yeah, I heard he was struggling and went the ball.
hitting a
That's
home
what I
run.
heard.
Actually, he was, but now he's like doing his thing now. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it is. You know,
I'm
and he
not
looks pretty
excited over
good.
it. I have to see more than that to get me back into loving the guy again. I'm not gonna get excited over because he's hitting home runs and winter ball. I'm just telling you on a personal level. He hit 147 last year, man. That's not good. That's terrible.
Well, yeah, I don't know, man, but they're gonna live and die with this guy, man. That's the problem. That's what I'm
Well,
talking
not if
about.
he struggles and if he's not if he does bad in spring training, and if he struggles really bad in spring training, then you gotta cut him. This is it. This is his last chance. If he does really bad, they're just gonna release him. I mean, if he yeah, he's doing good now with hitting home runs, but what about everything else? Catching, defensively, he's not good with those areas. He's not really. He's
Well,
like
right. We can't get excited over the home runs because you know why?
Yeah, I'm not
This
getting all
pitching,
upset over home
the
runs.
pitching
I
that he's
mean,
facing in Dominican Republic is like triple A ball.
yeah, that's what I say. I'm not getting hyped up over winter ball. I mean, what about like you got to see the regular season. If he starts hitting better in regular season or spring training, then you could start like hyping him up. But if he bats 140 again or 147, I mean, I would have released him. I think it's a terrible this decision bringing him back, but I'm over it now. I know we're gonna keep him. See, we'll try him out one more time, and then that's it. I'm over Gary Sanchez now. Keep him. Let's see what happens. I don't think he's gonna do good. I hope he does, but my opinion on it, I don't think he's gonna do good. But on to more important things.
We
The
gotta
Yankees had
hope
to lose
so.
Sung LeMahieu.
We gotta hope so now, man, because it's like, but the thing is, now, with the catching situation like we're just talking about now, right? Garrett Cole was doing very well with Cal Higashioka.
Oh, he's gonna use him. Yeah, he's always gonna catch Cole. That's his personal catcher. And
You know what I mean?
I think he's gonna catch everybody that guy. Because to be honest with you, none of the pitchers like catching Gary. None of them like throwing to Gary Sanchez. None of them like Sanchez. None of our pitchers like pitching to Gary Sanchez. They all like Kyle Higashioka. I mean, I don't blame him because he's not a good catcher, Sanchez. He just doesn't call games good. Yeah, I think this guy might be your starting catcher for now.
Oh,
And
well,
Cole
he's
is the
gonna be the
personal
starting
one.
catcher, let me tell you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's gonna, man, but the thing is like, well, as I look at the home runs that the two home runs that he hit, First of all, he looks kind of chubby. He's looking kind of chubby to me.
And you know, he looks skinny and he loses weight and he gains weight. He doesn't do anything. It doesn't change his performance. Whether he gains weight or he loses weight, it doesn't really make a difference. The guy just sucks.
Yeah, well, man, I don't know, man. But the thing is, too, what I was saying with Trevor Bauer, right?
Yeah.
Trevor Bauer might go to the Mets because
he's probably going to go to the Mets. The Mets are going to get him and that James McCann. Oh, and they might even sign Springer. They're going to. I don't think McCann's a big move, but those two are Bauer and Springer. I heard Springer's going to the Mets too now. I think they're going to get him.
Because
I think it looks like it's.
Yeah, because this. I think the whole winter meetings is revolving around the Mets right now.
Yeah, well,
because
good for the Mets. Like,
because
they're going to make some noise. Let's
yeah,
see.
Man. Because check it out. If I think if the Mets pick up McCann, that catcher McCann, they're gonna get Trevor Bauer because
they're gonna get him anyways. They're getting Bauer and Springer. They're gonna make those two moves.
Yeah,
those are the big moves.
I think so too, and McCann because they were saying that Trevor Bauer made a video on his YouTube channel about the Mets, about the owner of the Mets. So he got some kind of relationship there that he wanna be a Met.
Yeah,
you know
I think
mean?
He's going. It's obvious. I didn't see any breaking news just yet, but it's going to probably happen soon. I'm surprised we haven't seen any big moves. The winter meetings just started yesterday. Nothing's happened. See, and there's a virtual thing. See, this wasn't televised. I went on MLB Network, and I didn't find anything. So I guess it's just a virtual thing that's not televised. It's not
on
TV.
So it's like, well, it was always behind closed doors, though. You know what I mean?
No, but it was on TV though. They're not even televising this because it's like, I guess, on a Zoom call. So yeah, it was.
Oh, right. They had the commentators like Harold Reynolds and all that inside
but now
the hotel.
They're not showing anything now. They're just doing it like privately, like you know, like a military secret kind of thing. They're not showing
really?
It to you.
Not even on MLB Network. They're not doing that.
No, because I went through the whole guide. You know, like when you check the guide and you go through the channels and like you see what's on next. I went through the whole entire thing on MLB Network, and it doesn't say anything about winter meetings. So it doesn't look like there's going to be like any specials on the winter meetings. It's just going to be like the virtual thing because of the COVID-19. So they can't do anything like you remember how you used to see the people in the lobby and in the hotel and. They used to show you all the coverage of the breaking news with, you know, Ken Rosenthal and, like Harold Reynolds and Jeff Passan. They're not doing any of that because I went on the channel and they're not showing it. They're showing all these Hank Aaron Awards and all these other things. So it doesn't look like they're going to do that this year.
Wow.
Looks like this.
Because they used to have it like they used to be posted up in like the hotel lobby and all that.
Yeah, I was just
and
telling
interviewing
you,
interviewing the general
that.
Managers and all that.
Yeah, the GMs, the managers, the owners, they're not doing that. Remember they used to interview all the owners? They used to sit down and talk about the trades and the signings. They're not doing that. So I don't know what's going on.
Man, I don't know. I don't know. Me neither.
It's so lame this year. It's just incredibly, like, boring, man. It's just
it
this
is.
Whole
this,
thing
you
is
know
just,
what? And you're right because with so many free agents out there, you know what I'm saying? And nobody's really want to throw no money out there like that.
Well, they said it was going to be a long and boring winter. They were right. I mean, this is it's shaping up to be that. Who knows if there's any big free agent signed till God knows, maybe January. I hope not. But I remember that one year where it dragged and the guys didn't sign. Remember Manny Machado and Harper? They didn't sign until March that time. I hope that doesn't happen. Well, February it was.
Yeah, they were holding out hard too. Remember?
Yeah, remember that? It wasn't until like February, March when they signed. That was a horrible offseason. That was bad.
And remember too. Remember too. Keuchel, he didn't get a job till the summertime.
I remember that. Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you want to know something? Last year it went quick. Gerrit Cole signed quick. Strasburg signed quick. Anthony Rendon signed quick. That one fast. Cole made his decision, and he knew right away he's coming to the Yankees. But this year is like it was 2 years ago when it dragged and dragged. I mean, we had some real bad offseason. This is like one of those. And now on top of it, we got this virus. So it's not going to be a fast not going to be a great winter meetings. But we'll see moves go down. We'll see the big names go. But I don't think it's
you think they're probably playing to the COVID, to the virus.
Obviously.
So they're probably saying, we're gonna probably have another another 80-game season or something like that?
I think it's going to be longer than that. It's going to probably be, well, last year was 60 games. This year would be like 100 games. That's what they're hoping. Are you hearing this news now? I'm not happy about it. They want to get rid of the DH in the National League now. They want to get – it doesn't make any sense to me. We had the universal DH in the American League, National League.
Right.
Now they want to get rid of the DH. I don't know what the point of it is. It's so stupid.
Yeah, I mean, leave it the way it is. That's the way the National League plays. You know what I'm saying?
I don't understand why. Why couldn't we have a DH? I don't like pitchers hitting in the I wanted to see the DH stay in the American League and the National League.
Yeah, because the DH in the American League is a special job, actually.
Man.
You know what I mean? You got to be a heavy hitter to get that job. You
know what I mean? I don't like that, because then that means the pitchers are going to go back to hitting, and I don't want none of our pitchers hurt. They got to hit. That's like, see, they're doing that on purpose because they want to help the National League out. They don't want to make them have, because they don't like the DH, the National League. I don't know why they don't like it. Would you want your pitchers to get hurt? I wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't either, man. You know?
Yeah, because they got to hit.
You know,
but anyways, it's not a big story. But I just thought I'd talk about that for a second. But yeah, man. So we're back to the free agents. So
what affects the game? What affects the free agency right now and buying people is the rule of now the pitcher has to face three batters now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now you just can't
buy
a specialist.
Minimum. Yeah, the three batters minimum.
Right, so you can't just buy a specialist now.
Yeah,
you gotta buy a guy that can get you three outs.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? So you can't get like you can't do like lefty righty. You can't manage like Joe Torre did. You know, when he was playing chess and he want this guy to pitch against this guy, and he'll take him out and pitch him, and then take him out and have this guy. You know what I mean? You can't do that no more. You know what I mean? So it's like, wow. So what do you do? You know what I mean? So really, who do you look at now?
Yeah, I don't know. But you know, like I was saying, there's not really a lot of big names out there. Just the main ones like Bauer, Realmuto, Springer. I mean, that's really it. I think Springer and Bauer going to the Mets. They're obviously going to get James McCann. Michael Brantley, I don't know. They're saying if the Yankees don't sign the media, they're going to sign Michael Brantley. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that, but why not sign both? But I know they're not going to do that. But all I know is the Yankees got to get this LeMahieu thing signed and get it over with, because this is really getting to a point now where I actually might think that he might not sign yet, because they're saying that he doesn't want to go for the 4 years. They're offering him 4. He wants 5.
But who's offering him 5 years, though? That's the question. I know the Mets are offering him some years.
Yeah, I don't know who's offering him the 5 years. Nobody is right now. I don't know if any team is going to offer him 5 years.
I know it's them, the Blue Jays, I think the Red Sox.
Well, if nobody offers him 5 years, then he's going to go back to the Yankees then, because he can't. What's his choices? I mean, but I think in the end, the Yankees are going to just like, they're going to give
him. Yeah, but wait a minute, right? If you're DJ LeMahieu, right?
Yeah.
And you're listening to the first inning, and these guys is talking about the Yankees don't want to spend no money.
Yeah.
So how does that make you feel?
Well, I mean, I want starting pitching. I mean, you got to have a great team around, the players.
So if you're a player, you DJ LeMahieu, I'm a player, and you saying yo, like I'm ready to get back on the Yankees, but these guys ain't got no pitching. Like
if you look at the American League though, the American League does not have a lot of great teams at all. They really just have you look at the American League Central and the American League West. I mean, there's no, the Angels are garbage, Oakland's garbage, Seattle, Houston's a bunch of cheaters. I mean, the Twins always choke, the Indians choke. The only two teams that are really coming up are the White Sox and the Blue Jays. So, I mean, if I were him, I would still want to come back to the Yankees. I think they got a shot to win the World Series, but they have no pitching, and they don't hit with runners in scoring position. That's their problem.
Because, the Dodgers is after LeMahieu, too, I believe.
Yeah, I heard that, too.
You know what I mean? So, if they're going to pay him the right money, he could end up in L.A., you know?
Yeah. Well, my heart still says it's going to be Yankees, but it's getting last week I said this was a slam dunk. Remember, I was like saying, it's over, it's unanimous. Now it doesn't look – this looks more like it's maybe 50-50 now that he comes back. It doesn't look good right now.
If it was me personally, and if I was George Steinbrenner, I would have been kidnapped him, tied him up, brung him to the warehouse, and made him sign the contract. You know what I'm saying?
I would have probably done the same, but I mean, there's no way in hell you let this guy go. I don't care what people say about his age. You gotta sign him. He's like a number one priority.
No way.
And just look at it this way. The Yankees are all they're gonna do this season is sign LeMahieu and that's it, not get pitching. What if they go, let's say they lose LeMahieu, then what are they gonna do? Because if they're saying they're not gonna do anything else besides sign LeMahieu, then what are they gonna do? Just do nothing? Just pass on the pitching? Pass on LeMahieu?
That's not fair. That's not fair, man. It really isn't fair, man. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, they're just gonna do absolutely nothing. I mean, they're not gonna try to, you know, upgrade the pitching. I mean, that to me makes completely no sense whatsoever. I mean, they're just gonna do nothing. Then they're gonna really lose. I don't even know if they'll make the playoffs then if they do that. I mean, I hope it doesn't happen, but at least if they get LeMahieu, you know, we'll be back in the playoffs. But our goal is to win the World Series.
Yeah, man. But it looks like the Yankees are turning into the Knicks, man.
Yeah, I don't know if it's to that point yet, but it's. I think we're the Clippers, like I told you. I think we're the Dallas Cowboys. I said that a few weeks ago. I think the Yankees are the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know what's wrong, man. It's like, yo, I would have been. But they got to get one starting pitch. All right, we don't got money. Yeah. I get it. We don't got money. All right.
We'll get one starter, but one. It's going to be a bad starter. It's going to be like a mediocre pitcher. It's going to be like a number three or four. They're not going to get a number one like Cole. It's going to be like a Band-Aid pitcher. That's what it's going to be. Like a, what do you call it? What's that guy's name? It's gonna be like getting like that pitcher on the Blue Jays, that Taiwan Walker. I'm hearing this talk; they weren't interested in him. He's a free agent.
Really?
Maybe they sign him, but look at his numbers. The guy's not good. But it's better than nothing, right? At least we get a body. At least we get a pitcher, I guess. But he's not good. But I guess it's better than nothing.
Well, we need somebody better than Paxton and Happ.
Yeah, I want great pitching, but I know. See, if it was up to me, I would get like the best pitchers available. But there is nobody. I would trade for Scherzer or DeGrom. I'm just saying, if I was, but you know, that's not realistic. But I'm just saying, that's what I would.
Yeah, get powerhouse teams, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but but the thing is, though, I don't think Davey Garcia and Clark Schmidt could, and Jordan Montgomery. I don't think they could last the whole season.
No. You're talking about, first of all, after Garrett Cole, you have a rotation that you're going to rely on. How many pitches? Four guys or five guys? That's a lot of pitches. You need all that to go right. Clark Schmidt, Garcia, Montgomery, Domingo Germán, and Severino. That's asking for a lot. You're going to have all those guys pitch great? I don't think so. You're lucky if you get one of them to be good. I think just maybe or two, that's it.
Yeah.
If you get that, you're happy. But
yeah, because we don't because you already know Severino is gonna have problems.
Yeah, no, because he's coming off of Tommy John surgery.
You know, the only one I could believe in right now is Domingo Germán because he's pitching and doing well in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, he might. He might have a bounce back.
That's the only guy because he's actually pitching and doing something. You know, all these other guys are home.
I don't know what to expect out of him, though, man. You have to understand something, the guy. Hasn't pitched now in two seasons. I don't know what he's going to be like. This guy could be rusty. He could be terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going off of one good season. I know he won 18 games in 2019, but he got in trouble with the domestic abuse. By the way, I don't support anybody that hits a woman. That's terrible. And then, you know, like now he hasn't pitched for, what, a half a season? So I don't know what he's doing. And he dressed up like a woman on Instagram. Did you see what he did? He did some weird, bizarre shit. Oh, crap on Instagram.
Yeah,
he dressed
I saw
up like
that.
A woman. The hell is that crap? Was that him or his cousin?
I believe it was his cousin.
Oh yeah, and then he said he was retiring, and then he came back. He's weird. That guy's he's out there. He's out in left field. Come on.
Yeah, he surely is, man. I don't know what. I don't know what the Yankees is thinking, man.
I really can't tell you. Bring him back, he's like he has what do you call it? Antics. He's got I think that would be like a distraction in the clubhouse. You don't want somebody he's like a time bomb. The guy is not a normal person. I mean, but they obviously want to keep him. And then Severino's coming off of Tommy John surgery. He's not going to be good right away. I think Jordan Montgomery sucks. I don't like him. And then you got Davey Garcia. I don't know what to expect out of these guys. Clark Schmidt.
Yeah, it looks weak, man.
Yeah, that's why
It
we never
looks
win,
weak,
and
man.
that's why you know why we never win.
It really looks weak, man. But hopefully the Yankees could hit some hard home runs, man, 'cause they're gonna need a lot of them. You know what
Well,
I
but
mean?
that's all they have to. Yeah, but that's all we ever do, though. All we have, we gotta just outscore everybody because we don't have the pitching. That's all the Yankees worry about is scoring runs because they don't go out and get pitching that can shut people down. And that's if we had two dominant pitchers, we wouldn't have to worry about scoring like 10 runs a game because we would have the pitchers to shut everybody down. Now you got to worry about scoring, hitting home runs. It makes me sick.
Yeah, no, I mean, man, I don't know what to tell you, man. It's
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? It's just the way it is. But
you
sooner or
know.
later, I mean, they're gonna win a World Series. It's just a matter of when. I hope I better be this year because we can't wait another 3 or 4 or 5 years. I'm
Well,
not waiting that
I
long.
don't know.
I'll
We're
just give
not gonna
up.
win like that, man. We're not gonna win with a team like that, man. I don't
Yeah,
believe in it,
be
man.
honest with you, I'm a Yankee fan to the end. But if they don't win this 2021, I know they don't have the team to win. I'm honestly checking out. I'm not gonna watch them. I'll support them, but I'm not gonna watch the games if they lose again.
I
I know
hear
I
you,
said this.
man. It's gonna be tough, man. We're gonna have to wait. We're gonna have to give him like 3 years, though. Gotta give him
Three years.
next
It's
year
already 12 years though. I'm not waiting 3 years. That's gonna be fifteen years.
to
I ain't
rebuild
waiting
this
it.
team because they ain't got no money, right? So
Oh my God.
they gotta
I know, but
sell
they got money. They
cans.
just say that. Yeah, but look who they. But you got guys like Gerrit Cole, Aaron Judge, Gleyber Torres, LeMahieu. Come on, you have to win a World Series. I know their pitching's weak, but you have those guys on your team. You got to find a way to win. How come those guys can't hit in the playoffs? They should hit better. They're better than that.
Yeah, it's true, man. When we get to the playoffs and all that, nobody hits nothing, man.
Yeah, what about Aaron Judge? He's a great player, but when he gets to the playoffs, he doesn't do anything.
Nobody hits. Nobody hits. That's been the story for the last 12 years, like you said, man. Ain't nobody hit nothing, man. We do home runs every day. But then when we get to the playoffs and when it counts, forget it. Nothing.
Yeah,
Always.
but I wish we could break some. We broke the two things with Lance Lynn. Now Lance Lynn, I mean, he's good for the White Sox. Like the White Sox will be good, but it's not like a blockbuster. Like you know what I mean? Like a big move. I just think it's a good move. But I mean, they got Keuchel now. They have Giolito, that other guy, and they have Lance Lynn. They're a pretty good team, the White Sox. I think they're overhyped. I don't think they're gonna win a World Series, but they have a good rotation. I
Well,
think it's a
at least they
great
got
rotation.
at least they have three good pitching there. Three
No,
good
they do.
pitchers. You know what I'm
But I
saying?
think Lance Lynn is overrated, though. He's like, I'm sorry for cursing before I curse. I just think that he's overrated. He's old. I think he was just good because he was on bad teams. But put him on a better team, and I don't think the guy would pitch good. I just think that
Right,
he would choke on.
under that pressure, under that
Yeah.
pressure. You know what I
Well, the
mean?
White Sox is not really, that's like more like a small market team. It's more pressure than Texas Rangers, but I guess he would pitch good. And then who did the Royals get? Yeah, Carlos Santana. Yeah, it's a good move. He's old, but I guess it's good for the Royals. The Royals are going nowhere. Where are the Royals going to go? They're not making the postseason. They stink.
Yeah, right. That's a whole rebuilding team again, man. 'Cause
Yeah, then
once they won the
what is that going to do? That's not even going to move the needle. Where are the Royals going to go? They won the World Series in 2015. They rebuilt the whole team over. What's he going to do for them, Santana? He's
Exactly.
old.
I would have took the pay cut and went to the Mets too, just like everybody else is gonna do.
He probably was better off going to the Mets. At least maybe you have a chance to
Yeah,
maybe get to the playoffs.
my point. Yeah, exactly. And you with people that want to win and all that, you know? Kansas
Yeah.
City, they're not gonna really do anything, in my opinion.
Who's not going to do the Mets?
No, Kansas City Royals.
Oh no, yeah, no, they're not going to. They're going to be extremely quiet. They're going to get shut out. All those small market teams doing nothing. The Royals, the Tigers, the Oak, nah. But you don't know something though with the Mets. I heard that Steve Cohen doesn't want him. You know what I heard he wants to do now? He doesn't want to put his eggs in. He doesn't want to put all his eggs in one basket. He wants to spread the money out. He's going to make two big moves, but he doesn't want to like make three or four. He wants to just do like two big moves or one, and then he wants to see, wants to get Lindor next year. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly like a great idea. I would have just gone for the kill because you're trying to win a World Series, but he wants to spread the money out, Cohen, instead of going all out. I mean, I guess it's a good strategy, but if you haven't won a World Series in 34 years, why would you want to like wait till next year and the year after? But I could see what he's trying to do. He wants to sign Springer and Bauer and then wait till next year and sign Lindor. But
Yeah, he wants to get the he wants to put the pieces in there, you
yeah.
know? And then he like it's like leveling up. He's leveling up. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Yes, type of thing. You know what I mean?
But I thought he was going to sign Realmuto. I guess Realmuto's not going to the Mets. I'm hearing now he wants to set like 6, 7 years. They don't want to go. They don't want to go in those waters. So I'm
No,
hearing that.
they're gonna try to get McCann, like I said
McCann's going to
earlier.
most likely come to the Mets. Yeah, I think if he
You know, they're
signed
gonna
them.
get McCann, and if they get McCann, Trevor Bauer will go with him.
Yeah, most likely.
You know what I mean? And if
And
Trevor Bauer goes there, Springer will go there with him too.
oh, did you hear? We forgot to. It's a good thing I'm talking to you now. I guess. Oh, the Angels made a move yesterday. They got the closer from the Reds. That was a good move, even though they still need pitching. Iglesias, that was a good move for
Oh yeah,
the
that's right.
Angels.
Yeah, they're secretly building up those guys, man.
Yeah, the Angels are like they're hurting for pitching. Talk about a team that really needs pitching. They need pitching. They have nobody.
Yeah, you
At least we got somebody. At least we got Gerrit Cole. They have nobody.
that's a fact, man. Oh man, yeah, they got something going on. And remember, it's the last year of Pujols, I believe.
Yeah, he was. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean Hall of Famer, but his career is over. I mean he's done.
That's the worst contract ever, man.
Oh my God, that was one of the worst, definitely. I can't believe though that. See, the problem with the Angels, they have no pitching. You have Trout, you have Rendon. Got all these guys, and you can't make the playoffs. You got Ohtani. That guy was overrated. I think that guy turned into a. He was overhyped. He's always hurt. That guy, Shohei Ohtani. He's always injured.
Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. I was hoping for him to be a great player, man, 'cause he was gonna be
Yeah.
like Babe Ruth, you know, like
Yeah,
pitching
that's
and
what they were
hitting and
saying.
all
But
that.
problem with him is he does too much. He hits. He pitches at. He turned out to be like a. He's too. He does every. He does too much. He got hurt, and they got a closer now, but. Let's see if they get starting pitching. If they get Trevor Bauer, they should be, I guess, competitive. But they don't have any pitching. The Angels, they're terrible.
Yeah, that's true, man.
And you got the I don't know the Blue Jays apparently supposed to make noise. They could be a threat. They might do something big. Toronto.
Well,
Let's see what they do.
Toronto is always up there, man. They were always gaining on it. And Tampa Bay is another problem. You know what I
Yeah, they
mean?
are.
You
And
know?
the Dodgers, watch out for them. They might make a big, sneaky, great move. I'm hearing Nolan Arenado in a trade. Imagine if they get him.
Wow, yeah, Dodgers are trying to win a second one back to back.
Yeah.
You know, they're
They're
trying to
saying
keep
even
it going.
Arenado or Lindor. Yeah, I hope. Well, for my sake, I hope it doesn't happen because,
They're trying to
you know,
make moves, man. They're trying to make moves, man. But I think this was a good show, man. I'm gonna end it here.
Yeah. All right,
You
no
know,
problem.
we talked about everything, man. Hopefully,
Yeah, we did.
I'm gonna come back on Friday, and
Yeah, I hope they sign LeMayu, man. We just gotta
hopefully
hope
we
that he
have
signs
LeMayu,
quick.
like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, come on already. Like, you know, and a
Yeah, we did a
pitcher.
great show. Roger will be on next time. But let's hope and pray, man, that LeMayu's back because this should have happened already by now. I mean, he should have signed. I don't know what the holdup is, but gotta hope and pray that he's back
Yeah,
with the
man,
Yankees.
because I'm losing
Otherwise,
sunshine here, man. You know what I'm saying
yeah.
behind this? You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm gonna end it here, and we'll let everybody go, and thank everybody for watching, man. Tell everybody to like, share, subscribe. And hopefully we get some more viewers every time we come on.
Take care, man.
So see you everybody, and so long.